Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
An urban legend is a modern genre of folklore. It often consists of fictional stories associated with the macabre, superstitions, ghosts, demons, cryptids, and extraterrestrials, as well as other fear-generating narrative elements. Urban legends are often rooted in local history and popular culture. Sometimes, though, these urban legends can not only be completely untrue, but completely tarnish the reputation of an innocent person. Much was the case of Mercy Brown, who died of tuberculosis in Rhode Island in 1892. Mercy was accused of being a vampire and her grave desecrated to perform strange rituals to make sure she remained dead. In this episode, you will hear about a lesser-known story of an innocent victim of an urban legend in Appleton, Wisconsin. Owosse Street in Appleton, Wisconsin is known for its Riverside Cemetery, home to all kinds of reported ghostly sightings. Here you may get a glimpse of phantom mourners at funerals, or even riding via carriage. Even more chilling, apparitions also include the spirit of Kate Blood. Some say they have seen her pacing through tombstones in a cloak, and others claim to have noticed blood flowing from her grave on the anniversary of her death. Riverside Cemetery in Appleton is home to one of Wisconsin's most notorious legends, the grave of Kate Blood. Visitors have reported seeing blood dripping from her gravestone on the full moon night. Some have touched the stone and felt it to be warmer than the other's nearby markers. While most legends have some basis in fact, however, the stigma surrounding Kate Blood seems to be entirely unwarranted, and some Appleton residents have made it their mission to clear her name. According to Roshan Higgins of the Appleton Post-Crescent, the path to Kate Blood's gravesite is on a trail that's hugged by trees. You can see some moonlight reflect off the Fox River through the branches, and on a windy night, hear the water lapping against the bank. Around the anniversary of her death, when the moon is full, folks looking for an extra scare take this trail to see blood ooze from Kate Stone's tombstone in Riverside Cemetery. At least, that's according to Appleton folklore. People have called Kate Blood a witch, a murderer, a victim of murder, and attribute the ghostly phenomenon to these legends. Some of the most persuasive rumors say that Kate Blood murdered her husband with an axe, or that her husband murdered her, or that Blood murdered her only child. One variation even claims that Blood murdered her three children, despite the fact that she only had two children. The reality of Kate Blood's life is quite a different story. Blood married George M. Miller on May 4, 1872. She was buried with her husband and his second wife, Mary Moulton Hutchison, which explains the three footstones. Appleton Historical Society Vice President Gwen Sargent says that there are a lot of stories that involve threes, and it's because there are three footstones. The stories have a life of their own online. Born Catherine Blood in 1851, she lived a brief life. She died in 1874 at the age of 23. In the last year of her life, she went to a hospital in Kansas and died from consumption, or what we refer to these days as tuberculosis. Her body was then transported back to Appleton. According to historians, she did not have a violent past and was beloved by her community. So just when did the rumors start, and where did they come from? Sargent asked Riverside Cemetery's previous superintendents from the 1970s if they had heard these rumors. However, there were no reports of such rumors until the 1980s. Sargent said that it was interesting because it appears to be that time frame when it started to come on as a thing of itself. Speculation is that the location of Blood's grave on a trail far away from the rest of the grave plots made people assume she was hidden away from everyone. However, she was actually buried near what was once the entrance to Riverside Cemetery. When the cemetery was founded in 1870, the entrance was located on Green Bay Road near Peabody Park. Her grave overlooked the river and was the first one that people would see. It wasn't until 1910 that the entrance was changed to Owosse Street. They wanted plots where people could come and visit and they could see the river and they could kind of be a part of nature. This is according to Dustin Mack, chief curator at the History Museum at the castle. You see a lot of prominent family names up on that ridge. Another contributor to the rumors is her last name, Blood. The reason why her maiden name, rather than her married name, is on her gravestone is because people at that time knew her as the daughter of Colonel Henry L. Blood, one of the very first white settlers in Appleton. He helped bring Lawrence University to Appleton and was the first chairman of the Grand Chute. Blood attended Lawrence and was well known in Appleton. According to her father's biographical records, one of her nicknames was Kitty, and she had many friends in Appleton. Miller, Blood's husband, worked for the Appleton Post newspaper. In her obituary, he wrote about how kind and loved Blood was. In another article, she was referred to as one of the fairest maidens in the city. Blood's son died as a baby, but she also gave birth to a daughter, Zaina Catherine Miller. Her daughter went on to become a librarian. Miller even wrote books on library services, including How to Organize a Library. She died in 1966 in Chicago at the age of 92. While this world is full of real-life monsters, try to remember that just because someone was labeled as such doesn't make it a fact.
Daddy has to take on a vampire game.